One of the most outspoken critics of China today is Gordon Chang, a columnist, blogger, television pundit, author, and much more. I had the chance to speak to Gordon Chang during CPAC. I want you to hear part of this interview. Here it is. Gordon Chang is here, a leading expert on China policy and everything else. Sir, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve, for taking the time.
These are important topics. People don't realize. We just sat here before we went on and talked about the fact that Americans are so distracted. They look at their phone. They look at Facebook. They've got all these things going on. The Chinese are focused. They're focused on taking control of different places. I found Chinese building out in Namibia, in Costa Rica, in South America, places that I have visited where there's all these Chinese projects going on. They're building bridges and roads and putting fishing ships out in the water. And I'm like, why is this happening? China right now is populating the world and nobody is noticing. Am I right or wrong about that?
Well, you're certainly right about that. China has its Belt and Road Initiative, which is really to connect the world to China through infrastructure. But, you know, the purpose of that is that China believes it has the right and indeed the obligation to rule the entire world. And to make this even put in a better context, we've heard Chinese officials talk about the moon and Mars as should be Chinese sovereign territory. Yes, I know it sounds ludicrous, but that's the way the Chinese are thinking, and we've got to deal with that.
The Chinese have always had a 500-year plan, not 5 years, not 50. It's 500. I mean, they're always looking farther down the road than everybody else. And as a result, we've allowed them with Confucius Institutes, with money, influence on social media, all of these things.
Yes, we've allowed them really to penetrate our country, and we haven't understood the maliciousness of their intents and their designs against us. Last year, China incited violence on American streets. They did that also this year in connection with January 6th. They're trying.
You believe there was Chinese involvement with January 6th at the nation's capital?
What they tried to do was they incited violence through their social media platforms, through their troll farms, through the rest of it. They were trying to get Americans riled up. And they did that last year as well. And this, Steve, goes beyond subversion. This is actually an act of war against the United States.
So all the time that we spent in this country talking about Russia, Russia collusion, Russian interference, all of this stuff, that wasn't really the story, was it?
No, you know, it's not Russia, Russia, Russia. It really is China, China, China. Because China's operations against the U.S. really are so much larger than Russia's. China has so many more in the way of resources. China is much more malicious than Vladimir Putin. So we've got to understand that it is China, it's not Russia.
So when people ask about China, when people say, is China as bad as they say it is it as bad as they say it is?
No. It's worse because, people believe that China wants to be number one in the world. Okay, that's fair. In our Westphalian international system, countries compete. China wants to overthrow the Western Westphalian system and replace it with a system of worldwide Chinese rule, and they're willing to go great lengths to do it.
Let me tell you something that I've seen, and you tell me how this plays into your understanding of what's happening. Since January the 20th, Chinese military jets have flown into Taiwanese airspace on numerous occasions. They have flown into Japanese airspace on numerous occasions. They continue to build out islands out of the South Pacific that didn't exist previously and built military bases. Would you be surprised if we saw a military incursion against Taiwan, which they consider to be a rogue province, right? That's what mainland China looked at Taiwan since 1949 as a rogue province. Are they about to go take it back? I mean, we've seen Hong Kong and how they crack down there. We see what they're doing elsewhere. They still want to even the score with Japan, it seems to me. But what about Taiwan?
Well, they would take Taiwan, and they would do so militarily if they thought they could get away with it. And really what that means is, what do they think about Biden, about the president of the United States? You know, you talked about those air incursions.
Yeah.
On January 23, China's H-6K bombers, nuclear capable, actually simulated an attack on the Theodore Roosevelt carrier strike group, which was in the vicinity. So that shows you how stole China is right now.
So the fact of the matter is, China's not intimidated by the United States, but they didn't do that with Donald Trump. They did that since January the 20th, which takes me back, you know, January 21st, 1981, the Iranians said, you can have your hostages back, because they knew who was coming in the office when Ronald Reagan came in. Now I'm looking at the Chinese saying, we're not impressed with Joe Biden. We're not intimidated. We're not fearful of America anymore. And that's a dangerous place to be.
It's extremely dangerous. We know from elite voices in Beijing that they do not respect Biden. They think they can push him around. They talk about Hunter Biden as being able, something they can use on against Joe Biden. So this is dangerous, as you point out. They didn't take on Donald Trump, and the reason is, first of all, they respected him, but second of all, they thought he was unpredictable.
Right.
And because of that, they didn't want to try anything. But they don't feel that way about Biden. So that makes it, as you point out, a very dangerous time.
One last thing I want to touch on. I know you're busy. We appreciate you taking the time. But there is a power struggle of sorts between President Xi Jinping and his former president rival. And he's purging across China a lot of the power circles, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And that's why there's turbulence at the top of the Chinese political system.
Right.
We can't see all of it. We don't see all the symptoms. But we know it's going on because things are occurring that would not occur in the absence of political turmoil.
What is President Xi willing to do to show his dominance over the others? Last question.
Almost anything. Basically, he believes he has absolute control and everyone should bow down. So he's willing to put them in jail. He's even willing to execute them. Senior Chinese official was executed about 3 weeks ago.
My point being, would he be willing to get into some sort of a military confrontation with the United States to demonstrate his authority in China as well?
He very well may, especially if he thinks he's going to lose a political struggle, because then he knows he's going to lose his life, which means you might as well roll the dice.
Right. Gordon Chang, we appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much. Your voice is so important today, more important than it's probably ever been. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Steve.
There you have it. Gordon Chang, everybody, here on America's Voice Live. And like he said, if you thought it was bad, it's actually worse. We're at CPAC Live in Orlando, Florida, 2021. Greatly appreciate you being here. Back on America's Voice Live in just a moment. And you're checking in here on the Steve Gruber Show with programming that I do later in the day, and we're all live on television with Gordon Chang and Ted Cruz and Madison Cawthorn and a host of others. And I wanted to share some of those interviews with you because I thought it was important to share those interviews with everyone listening in on the Michigan Talk Network, across the 30 stations we're syndicated on radio, plus across America's Voice if you missed them the last few days. Important interviews. I want to share something else with you right now because this is also important. Joe Biden has not addressed a joint session of Congress. It's March the 1st. And historically, this is very unusual. Donald Trump did his first address before a joint session, February of 2017. Barack Obama, February 2009. George W. Bush, February 2001. Bill Clinton, February of 1993. I called it an address before a joint session of Congress because it's not really called a State of the Union address until they're in office for 1 year. It's an address before a joint session of Congress. Every year in January or February, there's a State of the Union address. George H.W. Bush's first address to a joint session, February 9, 1989. Ronald Reagan, February 18, 1981. Jimmy Carter, February 22nd, 1977, and so forth. Where is Joe Biden? And why has he not given an address to a joint session of Congress? I think we can try to figure that out amongst ourselves. You and I can kind of figure out why he's not doing it. But it's another indication of the weakness of the man in the West Wing. And the world sees it. You're watching the Steve Gruber Show.
If I told you you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect installed. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
It's time to go on the court with Johnny Cain.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today. And when you do, don't forget to use the promo code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up the first time. Again, the code you want to use is HUGE, and you can then take advantage of a special offer when you sign up that is only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Derrick Rose made a successful return trip to Detroit as the Knicks knocked off the Pistons last night 109-90. It's the first time D. Rose faced his old team since being traded 3 weeks ago. He had 14 points. Julius Randle led all scorers with 25. Jeremy Grant led the Pistons with 21, but left in the fourth quarter with a calf injury. Dwayne Casey said he didn't believe it to be a serious injury, although he'll be reevaluated later today. Now, the Pistons are scheduled to play the Raptors in Tampa tomorrow, but that game could be in jeopardy. Toronto has an undisclosed number of positive COVID tests, causing last night's game against the Bulls to be suspended. If the Raptors aren't cleared for Tuesday, the Pistons' next game would be at the Knicks on Thursday.